Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Ellen. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast today. Today's episode is titled, Arts and Crafts. We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors. PodBot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant, or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good. But it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-through cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. I mean natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. From masks to flowers, piggy banks to piñatas, these fun papier-mâché crafts for kids will keep them engaged and help them get in touch with their inner artist. Kids Craft Project How to Tie Dye Shoes at Home. I'm a dad and an illustrator's how to inspire your child's creativity. My friend tells me that I use my creativity as inspiration. My mom has been doing this since she was little girl. And then when we started our project the next day, it took about 4 months of her time because you know how much work goes into making something awesome from scratch. Sometimes even just your hands are too big on those things. And so after 3 years working up some crazy ideas before getting bored or finding out what makes such beautiful shoes all over again, the design reformers of the mid-19th century did not go as far as the designers of the arts and crafts movement. William Morris's Red House in Bexleyheath, designed by Philip Webb and completed in 1861, of the most significant buildings of the arts and crafts movement. Metropolitan Museum of Art. Monica Obniski, The Arts and Crafts Movement in America, Robert Orr on the Globe newspaper. A new version is being developed for a variety, including feature films, to provide an alternative perspective into contemporary art that embraces both traditional elements from history and modern culture. Kitchen Whiz Episode 7 Fun Recipes for Kids. Fun game show for kids by Kitchen Ninja 24. How to make a Santa Dangler DIY Christmas crafts. Easy Christmas paper crafts for kids. 3-5 Amazing Arts and Crafts Collection. Easy DIY tutorials. Kids Home Decor Tips. 17 The Art of Living in New York City is the most beautiful place you can imagine. You will find it all on your own, but if there's any doubt about that one part of this collection or whatever, then feel free not go ahead. So what do I have here? First off, we've got my hands full of gift cards. They're awesome because these are really just gifts from us so far. We also had some amazing stuff which were pretty cool too. So let me know how many more things would be available before our next post. Thank you again everyone who has donated their time since last week. Home Art for Kids. 75 of the best arts and crafts projects for kids. Easy and edible mosaics for kids. An art project you can eat afterwards. A classic material for making homemade beads. I'm sure I'll be looking to make a big house with my friends, too. You've got some things that people don't want me doing here in this neighborhood. This is all for today, friends. My name is Ellen and this was episode 117 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. See ya next time.